We have been experiencing some pretty amazing spring weather lately. Unfortunately, we may experience a lot more winter before spring appears for good. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been experiencing mild temperatures around north central Kansas, and the wheat fields have come alive, showing their brilliant green color against the brown winter landscapes. Producers are maybe starting to think about making some tough decisions on exactly what nutrients need to be applied to their wheat crop. Actually, with our moisture levels and the mild temperatures, most of the wheat has put on some significant growth compared to last year at this time. There are several key elements that need to be considered when deciding on the exact fertility program you plan to use. These include the timing, your nitrogen source, the application method, and the nitrogen rate. Having adequate nitrogen available to support spring tillering when the wheat breaks dormancy will be very important. It may be a good idea to pull some soil samples for a soil test for nitrogen if you didn't get that done earlier. Remember, nitrogen is a mobile nutrient, so a deeper sample of at least 12 inches or more is preferred. The most important factor in getting a good return on top dress nitrogen is usually timing. It is critical to get some nitrogen on early enough to have the maximum potential impact on yield, producing adequate numbers of tillers and large wheat heads. This occurs prior to the jointing stage, which is also called stem elongation of the wheat. Different soil types can affect the application and the utilization of your nitrogen. For well-drained medium to fine textured soils, which dominate our area of wheat acres, the odds of losing much of the nitrogen that is top-dressed applied in the winter is low, since we typically don't receive enough precipitation over the winter to cause any significant denitrification or leaching. For these soils, top-dressing can begin anytime now, and usually the earlier the better. Most top dressing is broadcast applied and in high residue situations, which can result in some immobilization of the nitrogen, especially when using liquid urea ammonium nitrate, also known as UAN, with a herbicide application. However, if no herbicides are applied with the nitrogen, a dribble band spaced no wider than about 15 to 18 inches can help avoid immobilization and may provide for a more consistent crop response. The typical sources of nitrogen used for top dressing wheat are a UAN solution or dry urea. Numerous trials by K-State Research and Extension over the years have shown that both are equally effective. In no-till situations, there may be a slight advantage to applying the dry urea, since some of it will tend to fall to the soil surface and be less affected by immobilization than broadcast liquid UAN, which tends to get tied up on the surface residues. However, it is important to keep in mind that nitrogen is the most limiting nutrient for wheat and could make a difference in your economic returns. In general, producers may consider a later top dress application, maybe around jointing, with a better idea of the overall crop condition and the expectations for the rest of the season, rather than cutting back on nitrogen rates now and potentially limiting yields even further. Just remember, top dressing should complement or supplement the nitrogen applied in the fall, with your total application amount equaling that targeted rate as determined by a soil test that was taken earlier in the fall. For more information on wheat fertilization, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a wonderful day and be careful out there.